What's up, everyone? Happy Monday. I hope you are off to a productive week. As you all can hear, my voice sounds a heck of a lot better. But I still wanted to make sure I sent my prayers and love to all the listeners out there who are suffering with allergies because, listen, I don't know what is going on with the pollen this year, but it has literally been kicking my freaking But like it's just been bad. Like when I mean I've been waking up with puffy eyes, I've been blowing my nose every 5 seconds. It's just been extremely intense. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that I moved from Cali to DC, because I think I've just become more sensitive to the pollen given that I'm in a new environment. But I say all of these things to say prayers up to you all, and please say a prayer for your girl because I've been taking Claritin and it has not been doing the job. And I don't want to have to take Benadryl because I'm not trying to be slump diggity while I'm at work. And I don't want to take Zyrtex because for me, Zyrtex hasn't worked in the past either. So say some prayers because I know prayer works and hold me down. Also, complete sidebar, today apparently is National Pretzel Day. So go out to Auntie Anne's or whatever. What's the other place? I think it's what when not Wendy's. I don't know. Go get you a nice pretzel today. I don't know if they're free, but if they are, go get a pretzel, indulge in some yummy goods today, and celebrate National Pretzel Day. Anywho, on a lighter and more positive note, y'all, my birthday is coming up. My birthday is coming up. And y'all, if you can't tell how excited I am, like on May 18th, I am celebrating my 25th birthday and I'm so excited. Now, for those who don't know, I am the type of person who takes birthdays very, very, very seriously. I don't play when it comes to birthdays. I very much so think it's so important for other people to be celebrated on their birthdays. And while I make a big deal about other people's birthdays, I make an even bigger deal about my birthday. And so I'm super excited. And I think, it's funny because I haven't really solidified any plans to celebrate my birthday just yet. But one thing I will say I do want to do is I want to do some type of give back. Last year for my birthday, I raised over $600 and created care packages that were distributed to the homeless community. And I'm still very proud of that. I felt so amazing doing that. And since then, I've made it my goal to give back to my communities in some type of capacity each year for my birthday. So for this year, I want to support and highlight Black-owned businesses and do a variety of different giveaways where I would give away products and services from these different businesses to my followers on Instagram all throughout the month of May. So, because I love you all, I wanted to make sure that you were included in this giveaway. So, if you have a business and want to sponsor one of your products or services, DM me at the account partner or email me at tier@theaccountabilitypartner.co. And of course, all of this information will be included in the description box as well as a link to donate towards the giveaway fund. I'm excited to just be giving back. I love making other people feel well and feel blessed. And I love knowing that the cause, or really God's the cause, because God, that's another story. But I just love making people feel happy. I love making people feel celebrated. And that is one of the things I really want to do for my birthday. So, like I said, all of those, key critical details will be included in the description box, so that you all can donate towards the giveaway fund, or you can list out your products and services that you want to highlight during, the month of May giveaways. I don't know what I'm gonna call it. I think it may, you know how Ellen does her 12 days of giveaways during Christmas? I think I may do like a, I don't know, tiers giveaways or month of May giveaways. I don't know. That's neither here nor there. But yes, giveaway fund is is starting, is launching, and we are going to be giving and sowing seeds all throughout the month of May. And this is a great segue into today's topic, which is going to be about planting seeds. Now, I know you all have heard the scriptures, or the scripture, you reap what you sow. And no, well, yes, this can be referred or referenced to planting in the gardens and stuff, but I want us to take like a more deeper dive and deeper look into what that actually means and how we can apply it to our day-to-day lives. So I looked up the definition of sow, and according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, to sow means to plant a seed for growth. And I'll say that again, to sow means to plant a seed for growth. And so I looked up the definition of seed, and the synonym that came up was foundation. So essentially, when you put when you tie both of those meanings together, the idea of sowing is all about laying a particular foundation for the growth of something. And depending on what that type of growth or what that type of foundation you lay will determine the growth that manifests. And I hope that makes sense. So for example, if I'm working out daily and I'm maintaining a balanced diet, I'm laying a foundation and sowing seeds of healthy habits to grow and establish a healthy lifestyle. However, on the contrary, if I'm working out and eating junk foods all day, every day, Cold Stone, you know, is in my freezer every single day, and I'm laying on the couch watching TV for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I'm having burgers and pizza and pasta, all great things, right? But all of these things are adding to an unhealthy lifestyle. So they're growing, you know, my unhealthy lifestyle. And so that's what I mean when I say that depending on the type of foundation you lay will determine the type of growth that manifests. So, you know, thinking back on that example, I want to ask you, what type of seeds are you sowing on a daily basis? What type of foundations are you laying to build and grow your business, your relationships, your health, your careers, whatever it is? It's super, super critical to make sure that we're putting in the right work and doing the right, you know, actions and steps and whatever it is that's necessary to ensure that we are constantly on the path of growth, and we're planting good seeds in order to see that growth. So what type of seeds have you been sowing? Now, of course, I know we love the idea of, you know, just sowing good seeds, but oftentimes there are moments in life where we're sowing poor or negative seeds. And so here's an action item that I want you all to think about, is I want you to determine the type of seeds that need to be sown in order for you to achieve a desired result. So again, if I'm going back to my example with fitness, if I really want to establish a healthy lifestyle, but I recognize that in the past or lately I've been eating nothing but junk food, I'm not working out or lazy, I would take the time and really establish what needs to take place in order for me to grow my health, to increase my healthy habits, to establish the healthy lifestyle that I desire. And so for this week, I want you to reflect and think about this, the type of seeds that need to be sown in order to see growth in your business, in your physical and mental health, your relationships. You know, I'm even going to add hair health, because hello, us natural hair people, having, you know, a healthy hair lifestyle establishing healthy hair habits is key. And if you haven't been doing, you know, these different things already, there's definitely a shift that needs to take place. So in this concept of sowing, it's simple. When it comes to, you know, the scripture, you reap what you sow. Essentially, what's that saying is that you get out what you put in. And I'm trying to get out every single thing that God has for me. I'm trying to make sure that I'm sowing great seeds. I'm sowing seeds that will add to my growth in various areas. I'm trying to sow seeds that will set me up for the remainder of my life, that will establish me financially, that will allow me to establish a legacy, establish and build a legacy and make an impact. So this year, this week, I really want us to really be more mindful of the different types of seeds that we're sowing and really make a cognizant effort or a conscious effort to sow good seeds. Like, I'm even thinking about relationships, and a lot of people want to have good relationships, but we're horrible communicators. We're not doing the work, whether it's reading a book or whether it's taking the time to really, you know, dissect and evaluate how we may communicate with people on a day-to-day basis and make the strides to be better, whether that's becoming more vulnerable, whether that's being more open, whether that's saying how it is that we feel, whatever it is, there's just different things that need to be done in order to grow relationships, whatever it is, whatever your desired result is. I want to make sure that we're sowing good seeds, whether that's how we treat people. We want to make sure we're sowing good seeds, whether that's how we communicate, whether it's business, whatever may have you. We want to make sure that we are sowing good seeds. And you know what? I think I'm actually going to stop here because I really want us to take time to think about and evaluate the types of seeds, not only that we're sowing, but the types of seeds that need to be sown in order for us to experience what we want out of life. Again, my goal in life is to win and to make sure that I die empty, which means that everything that's on the inside of me needs to be manifest by the time that I die. So I want us to make sure that we're making a conscious effort and we're taking the time to really evaluate what needs to be done in order to achieve a desired result. And then next week, I'm going to dig deeper and we're going to discuss this idea and topic of giving. So sowing, you know, monetary seeds, seeds of servitude, things of that sort. So definitely be on the lookout for next week's episode. Now, that is what I guess, you know, that's what I have for you today. I love you all. I'm praying for a productive week. And y'all, let's get out and sow some good seeds. Peace. Wait. Also, it is April 26th, which means we are on day 26 of our April reading challenge. I hope you all are still doing it. You know, I'm going to make sure I hold you accountable to it. So I want you all to make sure that you're still reading. We have, 4 days left in the month of April. And this is something that I don't want us to, you know, stop, but I wanted us to continue reading on a day-to-day basis. I'm trying to make sure that we establish these. I want to make sure that we plant these seeds of reading so that we can grow our minds, edify ourselves, and maintain all the knowledge that we may need in order to do what it is that God wants us to do. So again, with that being said, I promise you now I'm done. I love you. Peace out. And be on the lookout for next week. Bye.